I don't think Satan cares much about going after the world. You see, the world is already condemned. That's what Jesus said. I didn't come into the world to condemn the world because the world is condemned already. People who are going their own way and have no regard for God, not interested in the grace of God, Satan doesn't have to mess with them. He's interested in the sheep. He wants to come and kill and destroy and ruin what God has done. Listen to what Jesus said in the 10th chapter of John, the first and second verses. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Satan is a very subtle fellow, and he has many ministers on this earth, people who do his bidding and do his will. And this is what they say: you don't need Jesus. You can be spiritual some other way. Don't look to God, but look within yourself. Don't contemplate the scriptures, contemplate nature. Now, I believe in understanding and examining myself in the light of scripture. And I love to observe nature as God's creation, but I do not find truth there. I find truth in Jesus Christ. That's what the scripture teaches me. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. There is no other way. And that's what Jesus was saying. He said, I am the door of the sheep. And if people come through that door and they come teaching about Jesus Christ and they stay true to his words and his life and his sacrifice according to the scripture and the teaching of his apostles, then we know that he or she is a good shepherd. But the one that comes in like a thief through the side door, it says we don't need Jesus, or we need their teaching more than we need the Bible, the same as a thief and a robber and a minister of Satan come to destroy the flock. Listen to Jesus. Follow him. Do not follow another. And if anyone comes and says, why do you need Jesus? You've got me. I think you should just go the other way as fast as you can. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for eternal life. I thank you for blessing me with all the blessings of heaven through Jesus Christ. Help me, Lord, to keep focused upon him. Help me, Father, to understand his sacrifice for me, his love for me, and in all things be obedient unto the gospel. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.